The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this fourth day of May, 2010. And a program announcement, Dr. Truot will be leaving this network, going over to the Micro Effect. And who's going to be taking their place is Jenny Hodges and Jerry DeMarcy. And that will happen next Monday. So all you folks that enjoyed Dr. Truot being on the network, don't worry. You'll still be able to hear him on another network. And I'd like to thank Joe McNeil for helping me out on this deal, and we'll go from there. Also, there is another special of sorts. By the way, don't forget that number to call Robbie on the French Angel deal. None of those coins were minted after 1900, and that was last century. 20 of those, $5,300. The number you need to call, 800-691-7898. And as you heard Mr. Chapman project minimally in the next 12 months, if you make a $1,200 investment today, it's going to more than double. I don't see anybody out there offering you any kind of deals like that, do you? It's called real money, folks. By the way, the Royal Berkey, we've got a special on Berkeys, and folks, you better, these things are selling like hotcakes, and there's a reason for that. It's because people are getting ready for the foo-foo to hit the air oscillating air moving device, okay? Royal Berkey with two black elements, $275, 20 for shipping, total for $295. And the Royal Berkey, excuse me, holds 3 1/4 gallons. Okay, it will do 3,000 gallons per element. So 6,000 gallons, you can get the Royal Berkey, 6,000 gallons of water plus shipping, and there's a little added incentive there. We're going to give you a free .999 silver round, okay, with this deal, and who knows, gold will probably, or silver will probably go up to $100 an ounce, maybe even more, so you know what? There's a discount for you. But the thing that you can do with your silver round, remember back in the old days, Westward's wagons, hoe, and all that other stuff? What did they keep their potable water fresh with and their milk? Silver coins. Why? Because it's one of the world's best antibacterial. And just for a little extra measure, you may want to throw that silver round that we're including in the bottom of your Berkey. You know, if you're a young couple and you buy a Big Berkey or a Royal Berkey, whatever, you may not use all the water that's in there. You can take that silver round, put it right to use, put it right in the bottom of that British Birkfeld. A little trick from yesteryear.
I love my Berkey. I love my Berkey.
I'm telling you. And to take advantage of that special, call the network, 800-724-2719. They are so far backordered with these things. We have the Travel Berkey and the Royal Berkey. Call 800-724-2719. Reserve yourself one of these things because they're 6 to 8 months back ordered on the rest of these deals. We have some put aside for the market out there for you folks. Get your Berkey. You're going to need fresh potable water in the future. Get your Berkey now. We'll take the break here. Come back in just a few minutes. Continue with your calls and more from my guests today, Mr. Bob Chapman and Mr. Robbie Noel.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm based in Guatemala have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account in a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong. Access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I did a foolie on somebody. They called during the commercial break for the Berkey special. Guy says, I'm not on the air, am I? And I said, well, of course you are. Just teasing. What the main...
Add here, John.
I'm sorry, say again?
I have something to add here. You know, people talk about being in currencies, whether it's a dollar or the Swiss franc or whatever. Today was very unique in the currency versus gold market. In each of these instances, gold hit a new high against the euro, which is understandable, the Swiss franc, the yen, and the Canadian dollar. So where do you put your money? You put it in gold and silver.
There you go.
It blew over 900 euros today.
Right. The euro, 900.95, and it was bid on the close at 900.09. And you're absolutely right. And,
I'm surprised we can still get European gold coins.
I am, too. I would think that we'd be racing to the store, dumping their euros.
Well, give them a week. By the way,
you know who was one of the big, about a year and a half to 2 years ago, one of the big buyers in Germany, big buyer of gold and silver coins, was Boris Becker, who was the tennis star.
Yeah,
he was a big buyer. I had a dealer in, actually a subscriber in Frankfurt, who knew the dealer that sold to him.
I'll be darned. By the way, you mentioned this last hour, Robbie, out there in good old Arizona.
Yes.
Yeah. This Bob Krentz guy, he was murdered in Douglas, Arizona a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
And I guess his funeral is what, tomorrow?
Yep.
And the guy that wrote this, this is Farm Wars. He said he received three messages from different officers within the Rangers and law enforcement. Yesterday afternoon, I talked to another rancher near us who is a friend of ours and whose great-grandfather started their ranch here in 1880. He says these are good people. He told me what really happened out at the Krentz's ranch. And they didn't cover this a whole lot in the mainstream media, but if they did, they lied to you. And he says the Border Patrol is afraid of starting a small war between civilians here and the drug cartels in Mexico. I think that's exactly what should happen. At any rate, Krentz was checking his water like he does every morning and came upon an illegal lying on the ground telling him he was sick. Now, this guy, here's an illegal laying in his property, so what does Bob do? He calls the Border Patrol and asks for a medical helicopter evac. As he turned to go back to his ATV, he was shot in the side. The round came from down and angled up so they know the shooter was on the ground. Bob's firearm was in the ATV, so he had no chance. Wounded, he called the Cochise County Sheriff and asked for help. Bleeding in the lungs, he called his brother, but the line was bad. He called his wife again, but the line was bad. Several ranchers heard the radio call and drove to his location. By the time they got there, this guy was dead. The ranchers tracked the shooter 8 miles back towards Mexico and cornered him in a brushy draw. This was all at night, by the way. The sheriff and the Border Patrol arrived and told them not to go down and engage the murderer. They went around the backside, and if you can believe it, the assassin managed to get by the Border Patrol helicopter and the sheriff's posse and back into Mexico. So much for professional help when you need it. Now, 1 week before the murder, Bob and his brother, Phil, hauled a huge quantity of drugs off the ranch they found in trucks. 1 week before that, a rancher near Naco did the same thing. 2 nights later, gangs broke into his ranch house and beat him and his wife and told them that if they ever touched any drugs they found on their own property, they'd come back and kill them. Now, the ranchers here deal with cut fences and haul drug deliveries off their ranches all the time. What ranchers think is the drug cartels beat the one rancher and shot Bob because they wanted to send a message. And this Bob guy always gave food and water to the illegals, so they think they sent the assassin to pose as an illegal who was hungry and thirsty, knowing it would catch Bob off guard. Now, what is going on down there is not being reported. You need to tell everybody how bad it is along the border. Texas is worse. Near El Paso, it is nearly a state of war. 5,000 people were killed in, and I think you pronounce this, Soledad Juarez, last year, and over 2,000 so far this year. And folks, we're not even mid-May yet. Gun sales down here are through the roof, and he says he gets emails from people wanting firearms training. Our president doesn't want to mention illegal immigration, which is a sour place to him personally. These invaders of the USA do not seem to catch his radar. Now, something has to be done, but I don't hold out much hope. These gangs have groups in almost every city. This is serious business. The Barrio Azteca and their sub-gangs are like Mexican corporations and extremely well-organized. And if this doesn't get dealt with down here, you guys will deal with it on your streets further north. And like I said, I'm hoping that this is exactly what these ranchers do. Instead of helping these guys, they are confiscating their drugs and turning them over to ICE and the Border Patrol. But there is a full-blown drug war going on in the border. They're positioning themselves. One drug dealer is positioning himself over another. And how many cops can you kill? And how many feds can you buy off down there in Mexico? This is coming to a head. But, gentlemen, the important point I want to point out here as to this illegal invasion into this country, when did it start to heat up and when did the flow start happening here in the United States? Well, when they did NAFTA back in 1992.
Yeah, but I read a report the other day that year-to-date border deaths somewhere south of 23,000.
Yeah, and it's only going to get worse. And
sure.
The refusal of the... And this was... Oh, you see how fast Barack Obama, posing as an American and president de facto here in this country, he started to make noises about this, and then he shut his trap. Because the reason why Arizona is doing what it's doing, which follows the pretty much the same federal law, only with one difference. They've said the United States government is not protecting the United States. We're seeing people get shot, die, they're raped, robbed, pillaged. Basically, the feds don't care. Okay, they're doing this because of the security and prosperity agreements, because in their eyes, there are no borders. So there's your answer as to why the government isn't doing anything. It has to do with the agreements, NAFTA, CAFTA, security and prosperity, and all that other crap. In the meantime, Arizona said, you know what? The hell with you, Uncle Sammy. We're going to deal with it down here. And I hope they do. Now, Rick Perry down here in Texas, our wonderful governor, yeah, has said that, no, we're not going to do anything like that here in Texas. Really? Well, to your Perry, Ricky, to your peril. Hopefully we can shuffle your little butt out of here. And it won't be Deborah Medina taking the spot, but who knows, it might be the senator.
Yeah, but, you know, I have a problem with that Arizona law. I mean, as we have witnessed, because the problem that I have it is your papers, please.
Oh, there it comes. I knew it.
Because look how soon after... Then the Democrats came up with their immigration reform bill, and the key to their immigration reform bill is a national ID card.
I understand that. But you know what the law states? That if these people are in here on a work visa or anything else, they've got to carry the identification, and if they don't, that's when they're hauled in.
Yeah, you can't enforce that because then you violate the discrimination clause.
Oh, bull crap.
It's going to require everybody to carry their papers.
Stop.
Doesn't matter if you've got blonde hair and blue eyes. You're going to be asked for your papers.
Look, when there's a felony in progress and a call goes out over the police radio, do they mention the race of the person they might be looking for?
But that's not the point. The point is...
Yes, it is.
No, the cops can basically, because it is so loosely worded, they just have to have a reasonable suspicion.
Yeah, if you look Mexican, you may be an illegal, and if you don't provide any proof, you don't have your green card or whatever, you have no identification on you, I got no problem with them hauling them in and vetting them out.
What happens if you're a white guy from America and you don't have any, well, I mean, if you don't have any identification and documents on you?
Well, because...
They can lock you up for 6 months.
You know, this is coming down to a point, and I've heard this argument before. Ernie Hancock made a great argument for it, but I still ain't buying it. I understand the Hegelian dialectic as well as you, Robbie, but we've still got a problem here. We've got at least 22 million of these illegals in here. I say that they go after the building industry, which down here in Texas, they hire them all the time.
Well, sure, but that law is already on the books. It's illegal for a company to hire undocumented
workers. We're talking about enforcement. I don't care what they've got on the books. I'm talking about enforcing it.
Well, that's not happening. Do you think they're going to enforce this new law any more than they're going to enforce the old law?
Well,
the answer is yes.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Thank you, Bob.
I think they will. And I have that story in tomorrow's forecaster. And for those of you who are interested in gold and silver in the access market, gold is up 310 and silver is up 4 cents.
All right.
Hi-ho, silver.
I understand.
What did you say, Tonto?
I owe silver.
He said, it ain't my damn problem, Kemosabe. That's what he said. We'll take the break. 800-313-9443. Give us a call. Don't you all pile up in the last half hour of the show. Get those little fingers a-dancing. It's a toll-free call. 800-313-9443. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out the school? That's what they said the Constitution was about.
All right, we're back. By the way, hope you all paid attention, Mr. Ahmadinejad. Was at the UN yesterday. And, of course, to get a story that's more white paper than slanted, you've got to go to England's newspapers. And their story says the U.S. revealed for the first time the size of its nuclear arsenal, 5,113 warheads, in a move intended to signal Washington is serious about disarmament. Folks, I think we had it one time. We've made over 70,000 nuclear weapons. There are different figures out there for defensive weapons versus, but at any rate, they admitted that they have 5,113. The problem, and of course, Hillary Clinton come out, this old bag chimed in on this deal. But at any rate, watch for the moral authority position with the United States. Part of the disarmament in a peaceful world, which it is not. If you've noticed, ladies and gentlemen, since the invention of the atom bomb and then morphed into the hydrogen bomb, we were the only aggressor, Nagasaki and Hiroshima, okay, we're the only aggressors with nuclear weapons. There's a reason why nobody wants to use these damn things is because, well, they are nuclear and it bends up the furniture and kills human beings and everything else. At any rate, watch for the moral authority position during Barack Obama's term that, the United States will start offering complete elimination of their nuclear stockpile. Watch out for that one. If Barry does that, it's time to go hang the guy in the town square. We have nuclear weapons all over the planet. At one time, I think we had nuclear weapons in 27 different countries. But ladies and gentlemen, they want their limited wars, and if they can convince the nations of the world to get rid of their nuclear weapons, well, then you have the United Nations in there with their peacekeeping forces, and then on we go. So just keep your eye on that. This is part and parcel of the long-term program here for a complete and general disarmament in a peaceful world. And it's only going to be peace for those that, well, want to rule. I, for one, want to keep a nice little stockpile of... what the hell was that? Oh, Robbie, what are you doing over there?
Well, I forgot to hit my mute button.
Oh, okay. At any rate, just watch for that. We've gotten rid of over two-thirds since 1989 of our nuclear stockpile. So watch that continue to dwindle. And again, they're after Ahmadinejad because they've said that, well, Hillary said that he's just not, he's flouting the rules. And this nuclear non-proliferation treaty... Iran has been following this, contrary to what Ms. Hillary, you know, it takes a village idiot, has said. Ahmadinejad has come out. And by the way, Ahmadinejad got rounds of applause at the United Nations. And as I said earlier, only two groups of people, only two diplomats got up and walked out. And your first guess, it was United States and England, the very same people that were heading up the peace process for Israel in the Middle East. So go figure. All right. Greg in Texas. Hello, Greg.
Hello. My first time to call you.
Yeah, well, welcome.
I just wanted to make a slight correction on y'all's Transocean statement. That company is not owned by South Korea. South Korea built the platform. And it's actually an American-owned company, but it's headquartered in Geneva, Switzerland, in the last year or so for tax purposes, I understand. I used to work for their holding company, so I'm well acquainted with Transocean. And a lot of the rigs that they operate were built and are being built in South Korea because that's a good place to build them, but the company is not South Korean.
Well, Greg, can you, because I've not heard a definitive statement as to what the heck happened with that one platform that kind of blew up.
I was discussing that with a person with Transocean yesterday, and we're hoping it was just an accident, but there is a feeling that there could have been some sabotage involved.
Well, and the question follows, why did Obama start ordering SWAT teams on nearby oil platforms?
Well, I don't know, but I assume there may be either in fantasy world or know something we don't know.
Mm-hmm. Do you know do you know a lot about oil rigs?
Not a lot. I've been on I was in what they call general services, so I, you know, did a lot of the furnishing supplies for different parts of the holding company, and that was just one of our units.
Well, here's obviously the question that nobody wants to talk about, and that there are thousands of rigs all over the world, and this is... probably the first known case of a rig blowing up.
And sinking.
And
well, that's right.
Yeah. You know, I mean, a lot of people are trying to point fingers at Halliburton because they laid the concrete. But even if it was defective concrete, it wouldn't cause an explosion.
So I don't personally, you know, I don't know the answer to that, and I hope it was just an accident, but we don't know at this point.
Anything else there, Greg?
No, that was it. I just wanted to correct the ownership position of that rig, because it is it's an American-owned, and it's headquartered in Geneva, Switzerland.
Thanks, Greg.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA, and in some instances your 401k plan, into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
By the way, just for a point of interest for all you fact-crazed people out there, there's three different categories for weapons, atomic weapons that we have. One is operationally deployed, and these are active stockpile, fully operational weapons, and mated with delivery systems, and they're ready to shoot at any given time. The next is the active stockpile, fully operational weapons available for immediate use, whether or not they're operationally deployed. And there's an inactive reserve, weapons that are kept intact but not maintained in operational condition. But they can be brought up to that point. Now, these are figures from a couple of years ago. They just released the figures yesterday that we have 5,113 nuclear weapons. At the beginning of 07, the U.S. nuclear arsenal was composed of 8 types of nuclear warheads in 13 variant modes and are operationally deployed. So just to satisfy the fact people out there. Dave in Texas. Hello, Dave.
Good afternoon, John. Good to talk to you again.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm all right. How you been?
Hanging in there. Are you the one that's from Pflugerville?
No, there must be another one.
Okay.
I'm the one you, I assume you know me. I've talked to you all the call on the network all the time, but I'm in the Austin area.
Okay.
If there's another one, I can't speak to that. A couple of quick questions, another question. I called in late, so this may be a dumb question. Is Bob out today?
Bob is here.
Oh, okay. Then a question for him in just a moment. Real quick statement on the nuclear warheads. one I don't want us to disarm, because the world wouldn't be safe if we did any time for decades to come, in my opinion. Two, it's dumb for us to give an exact number of what warheads we have. We don't owe that to anyone. We should keep that as part of our national security to ourselves.
Bingo.
And if the current administration has any secret agendas about total disarmament coming up in the next few years, tied in with the IAEA, that would be arguable treason to our country in terms of injuring our security. It's certainly injurious to our sovereignty, because we don't owe that. There's actually a secret UN agreement that calls for, it's a long term, it's not immediately going to happen, but sometime in the next 50 years, theoretically, all the nuclear nations of the world are to turn all control over all the nuclear warheads over to the IAEA. Now, if that actually happened, that means the UN as a world government could dictate terms of surrender to every nation on Earth of its sovereignty, and if they gave the nuclear warheads away, they wouldn't have any veto on what the UN would do to them. As long as there are nuclear powers in the world, at least the handful of legal ones, including the U.S., since we're the ones the first to invent the bomb, for better or for worse, we have a right to maintain our control over our own arsenal. We don't owe that to the IAEA or anyone else.
Exactly.
We should never give it up.
Well, and Dave, and most people aren't aware that this coalition forces that have been operating in and around the Middle East for how many decades now? That is a UN operation as well. They just didn't officially call it that. No more than they called the Korea deal a UN operation or Vietnam a UN operation. But what they were.
I agree with you. Korea was a so-called UN police action. I'm not sure about Vietnam.
It was.
Been unofficial in that regard.
Trust me, it was.
But obviously I don't favor having done what we did in Vietnam and Korea, looking back on it. Historically speaking, I wasn't around for Korea, and I was an infant during Vietnam, most of Vietnam. Well, I was a small child by the end of it. But in any event, more recently, I'm wondering if that oil platform was sabotaged by some of the globalist elements trying to bring about a crisis, which Obama would then have an excuse to shut down all oil drilling in the Gulf to try and create an artificial shortage in oil to keep the price of oil artificially high, because I think there's a coming currency collapse. Not, get this, of the dollar as much as all the other currencies of the world, where the dollar would actually go up in value. The other currencies would collapse, and commodities, including oil, would then come down relative to U.S. payers in dollars. But then that would affect stock markets and banking stocks around the world, and they're trying to artificially prop up oil prices because they bid most of their currencies in the world more against oil, unofficially, than obviously they do any more against gold, which at least is no longer official.
Well,
and that's part of their problem.
Yeah. Well, and a couple of weeks ago, what did Barry Sartorio come out and say? Oh, he's all for drilling in the Gulf.
And now he's trying to get out of it.
Yeah, well, and what most Americans and the mainstream media in this country refuse to talk about. Remember ARCO that did all that drilling up in Canada, and then they turned around and for no good reason that anybody could discover, they sold those oil rights off to British Petroleum? Well, we have up there, at least in Gull Island and the North Slope, we have at least 200 years of present consumption in this country right now, present consumption of oil. And we're talking even in better economic times than right now, the demand for the oil. We have 200 years of that stuff sitting up there, and we're still screwing around drilling offshore and whatever else. And it's all a rigged game. It's all fixed.
Exactly.
You know, so
they're trying to keep us from drilling our own oil in Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico area, on land. There's a big oil field they're not even allowing to open up in Montana, the Dakotas.
Yep.
All of this, we should go after all of that.
Well, and we should, but it's the people that are controlling our government and our politicians, and they're going to keep dealing with these people. I mean, my God, Dave, for 35, almost 40 years now, they've been discussing, you know, why are we so dependent on foreign oil?
Because they want us to be.
Yeah,
and we
bingo.
Need to change that.
Bingo.
And we need to throw these bums out.
I'm telling
these criminals
you.
And these people are against our country and its sovereignty and its best national interests, which I'm for. I'm a strict constructionist. They're violating and ignoring and violating the Constitution. I want to bring it back into full effect. They've got a secret legal corporate structure of alternative government that piggybacks, in my opinion, atop the constitutional structure of our government, and has been doing so in secret since at least 1913, maybe longer, but I focus on 1913 forward because I think it's a little more difficult to argue back and forth somewhat earlier than that, but certainly since at least 1913.
It is what it is.
We need to undo all this. But the British are tied into it. That's the reason why we're always piggybacking with the British everywhere and all these global ventures. And these people seem to secretly still answer to the Queen of England in secret and want to, if they haven't already, think they've to themselves. I don't agree with it, but they think they've put themselves back under being subjects of the Queen. I don't recognize that. Well, we declared our nation's independence in 1776. I don't owe anything to the Queen, and I will never accept being considered a subject of her or any other foreign person or a foreign entity.
And Bob, I wanted to bring something up here. Thanks for the little segue there, Dave. There have been power shifts that have been going on for a number of years. Everybody still thinks of the CFR as being the globalist molders here and the Bilderbergers as well, but there's somebody that's riding shotgun over these people, and that's the trilateralist. And take a look at how many trilats are in and around Barry Sartorial right now. If this guy had an epiphany and woke up tomorrow and said, hey, I'm going to do right by the American people and the Constitution, God, apple pie, and Chevrolet, he would be offed in probably 72 hours.
They would eliminate him one way or the other.
Yeah, and then say that it was a bunch of skinhead racists and let's just declare martial law and kill off all the opposing people here in this country. And if you notice one thing, Dave, all the haters, the people that have been designated as being haters, are the people that are standing for the Constitution, truth, justice, and the American way.
I was going to say, I'm a lover of the Constitution, I'm a lover of our country and our flag and our legitimate sovereignty.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was just going to have Bob, if he wants, chime in on my view on the currency and the commodities manipulation in the markets.
All right. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate your call. You want to answer that, Bob?
Well, first of all, we did get into the out-of-control, I think, situation in Greece in relation to the euro earlier on, and I know what they were up to, and that was to bring down the entire world in a planned manner by devaluation and default. I think that's gone badly awry. I think that the average Greek is saying, no, we're not going to do that. And I've been on radio as well as interviewed by, you know, major communications in that country, and I said, look, if they don't give you a good deal, tell them to, you know, get out of here. We'll do our own thing. And so as far as these devaluations and defaults, that may be expedited because of the problems that are happening. Maybe not 2 years, maybe 3 months. As far as the commodities are concerned, they have been selling rather, in the scheme of things, semi-high, and corrections not out of line, but the correction commodities today was man-made. It was the government. And the rally in the bond market was assisted by government. They tried desperately to get gold down. They couldn't do it. And right now in the excess market, gold's up 420 and silver's up 5 cents. So they're not going to hold it down. And so, you know, you go long gold and silver and you stay long.
By the way, I was reading off of counterpunch.org. Talking about this whole thing being set up. Back in 2004, believe it or not, the Federal Bureau of Investigation began publicly warning that there was an epidemic of mortgage fraud that was going on. And it was predicted that it would produce an economic crisis if it wasn't dealt with. Well, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation knew. In testimony before the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission, the FDIC chairman, Sheila Bair, confirmed that she not only warned the Fed of what was going on in 2001, but cited particular regulations under which the Fed could stop the unfair, abusive, and deceptive practices by the banks. And also Fitch Ratings knew, and even Alan Greenspan's good friend and former Fed governor, Ed Gramlich, knew as well. So, folks, the lying little sacks of doo-doo that are up there testifying on the Hill, they knew. They absolutely knew exactly what they were doing. Alan Greenspan knew it. Tim Geithner, his role in this thing, along with Ben Bernanke, is to nationalize these banks, and that's where it's headed. So hang on to anything of value and worth that you have. If the government can't steal it, they'll try to tax you out of it, and if they can't do that, they'll just kill you to get at it. So,
well, they'll try to.
Yeah.
You know, I always try to remind everybody that there are 450 million weapons in the country. And if the Homeland Security and law enforcement think that they're going to shove something down the Americans' throats, they're sadly mistaken.
You know, 450 million weapons, why can't we give the 22.5 million illegals left in this country, let's give them some guns, let's give them some bullets, and let's pack them a lunch, send them back down to Mexico, let them take control and oust these seven families that have been running Mexico down there, just like we've had the same problem here in this country, and let them liberate themselves.
Well, not a bad idea, but there's plenty of guns in Mexico already.
Well, yeah, well, look who's using them, the drug cartels. Back to the phones, Robert in Arizona. Hello, Robert.
Hello, gentlemen. It's a pleasure talking with you again, Bob, Robbie, John. Anyway, listen, not to get off too far off the beaten path, but I don't know if you're familiar with this web bots. Are you guys familiar with that?
Web bots.
Yeah, from Half Past Human. It's predictive linguistics data.
Okay.
And this is actually money related, this question. I just want to know if you guys are familiar, because what they do is this predictive linguistics, they basically can tell what's happening a year, 2 years in advance. And I was on a radio show with them speaking with these guys, and I basically asked them about what's happening with the economy. And basically what they're saying is something coming up here in July, sometime in July from now, July till November, there's going to be a massive implosion of the dollar. And I want to get Bob's take on that, what he sees happening within the next few months.
Well, the question is, implosion against what? The dollar's gone up to over 83 in the USDX, which is six other major currencies. If you had the dollar against all currencies or just against the G20 currencies, it wouldn't be as strong as it is. I think I cited this earlier in the program, some of the better currencies in the world, such as the Canadian dollar and the Swiss franc, their currencies are falling versus gold, as is the euro and the yen and everything else, all other currencies, I should say. And
well, right,
that's going to continue. That's why the only place to be is in gold and silver.
Right, and I absolutely agree with you, because I was listening earlier that you when you were talking about Greece, you know, it's all going down. It's all going down in a big way, and that's what I'm saying. If they go down, we're going down with them.
Yes, yes. The conspirators will be forced to move their program up, and it's not going to work. And this time, they're going to get nailed. And hopefully, we can put them in jail before the mob gets a hold of them.
Oh, that,
and,
that's not going to happen.
Probably, what's that?
I said they'll be slaughtered long before that.
Well, you may be right, and but they probably deserve no less.
And I agree with you.
This is nothing new. It's gone on for 1,000 years, and the royal families of Europe, they run everything.
Yeah. Well, it's about time it all comes to an end. But I want to thank you for taking my call, gentlemen.
All right.
Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, and it must be said that, folks, we're going to have to go through a little bit more hell before we even think about getting to heaven. Because what's got to play out here is the funny money fiat masters out there, they've got to be brought down big time. And what's going to happen is when they go down, the industrialized nations of the world's economies are going to go down as well. That's going to happen. There's nothing that can prevent that. They flooded the entire world with debt to the tune that figures so high only my dog can hear. But this has to go down, and it will go down. The question is what countries are going to see this and start taking the intermediary steps to correct and at least minimize the damage? We've got butt brain sitting there in Washington, D.C. that he doesn't know anything. Trust me on this one. He lied even about going to Harvard. Or, you know, I mean, the guy's a complete fraud. So he's manipulative as well. But this system is going to go down. So you people out there that are hoping that a few more green shoots, or you're listening to financial shows, or somebody on MSNBC saying, oh, the market's up. Oh, more people are going back to work. I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to feel one bit badly for you if you didn't heed the advice that we've been telling you now for years. I am not going to feel sorry for you, because we've taken the time, any energy, and everything involved and all of us here, to let you know exactly what's coming. So, you know, don't show up at my doors going with your family going, I'm starving and I'm hungry. I am going to have to, at that point in time, I'm going to have to tell you to hit the road, okay? Because we've been warning people. I've been telling people this for 20 damn years. Think how they were laughing at me 20 years ago. But it ain't no joke now. But this system is going to go down. And they're hoping when they created this to bring the system down and then bring up a brand new system of which they have total and absolute control. Guess what? It ain't going to happen. Skip that break. Thank you, Robert, for your call. Let's go to Bobby in Canada. Hello, Bobby.
Hey, John, long-time listener, and thank you for having me on again. I just want to make a couple of comments, and I don't want to give you a headache because I know you complain a lot about headaches. I just want to make a comment about what Robbie was saying, and I think the point that Robbie was trying to say about the new Arizona law that was passed is obviously, you know, we have to deal with, and I'm dual citizenship, by the way, so I care about America. You have to deal with the immigrant problem. But I think what Robbie's trying to touch on is it's also about the legal citizens in America and how they're going to be treated with this law. I understand what you're saying, that you got to go after people, you got to deal with this and everything that's happening that the federal government of both present and past administrations never really dealt with. But my concern as an American is about how the law will apply to those Americans who are legal and how it's going to be handled. The other point I want to make regarding the finances, I agree with you 100%. Anyone who has listened long to RBN has been warned what's going to happen. Just the fact alone that toxic derivatives is something like $600 trillion, you know, that they're at, I mean, that's more than the GDP of the whole world. Mm-hmm. If you people don't think that there's not going to be another crash that's going to be coming down, well, then, you know, I think the one concern I would have is it was mentioned that there are 450 weapons. I hope to God that the people that are coming to your door, John, won't be one of these people with those weapons.
No, they well, and, you know, when you have, and we've never witnessed a total breakdown of society here in this country, but, hey, we're only 235 years old, and, gee, what a track record. The richest, most powerful, most freest nation that's ever been in recorded human history, and then we've gone to the greatest debtor nation, and in many cases, we've got more draconian controls than even modern-day Russia today has. So,
You know, and one last thing. This thing about the illegals, this can be dealt with if the government had the balls to deal with it. And the way you deal with it is simple. You, companies that hire illegals are held accountable. No more games, no more playing.
Don't tell Laura Tyson that. She'll fight you every step of the way, man.
I mean, but you know what I'm saying.
But
I
that
mean,
is the simplest solution.
It
I
is.
I mean, because if they are not hired, they won't come.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you start throwing jail times and serious, serious penalties, I think this will be done. But anyways, you guys are great, and keep doing what you're doing.
All right, Bobby, thank
you. Thank you, John.
Any ID card is just a pure violation of the Fourth Amendment.
What the hell do you care? You're going back to South Africa.
Yeah, but that's the point of the thing.
No, I know. Just harassing you.
It's, you know, people will argue, well, the Fourth Amendment obviously was done away with the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, it's the cornerstone of the Bill of Rights.
We got a government here that has not paid attention to the Bill of Rights of the Constitution.
Yes.
They have ignored the law, so now we got the old Hegelian dialectic. They started it, and it's being demonstrated how bad it is. And, well, they came up with their solution. It was called a national ID. You didn't hear anybody from Arizona talking about a national ID. They just want to check driver's licenses, and if you ain't got no identification, well, hey, you know. But this is the position we find ourselves in, and there's no easy solution to this, but this is one that nobody wants to talk about. Beth in California. Hello, Beth.
Hi, calling in from Mexifornia here.
Mexifornia.
Yeah, and I got to tell you guys, my eyeballs are bleeding right now about this nonsense, about this becoming a... Your papers, please, nation. It's a false argument. Citizens like me, I have to show my ID so many times every day, every week, in my day-to-day dealings.
Yeah,
I can't even tell
you. You only have to show a driver's
license. With that,
You only have to show a driver's license.
Not necessarily.
They
I have
don't
to
ask
read
you
the
for
little number on the back of my credit card. I have to provide my driver's license.
They don't ask you for your passport to prove that you're an American citizen.
Beth, the only thing you're going to get out of Robbie here is an argument. You already know his position.
I hear that in the media, too. It's just one of those things that people repeat like a broken record, and it's just so pathetically false. It's like, you know what? If you want to enjoy our country and our standard of living, just get over it. You know what? The only people without papers are the ones that should be paranoid.
So you don't mind getting a biometric identification card?
Well, I don't need one. They know who I am.
No, you're going to have to get one. It's part and parcel of the comprehensive immigration reform bill.
See, but that's
Arizona was just a test case.
People,
just to see how people
that
would
are
accept.
Wait a minute, guys. One at a time here.
Well, the only people who are scared of that are the people who are illegal, because the rest of us here.
Have you ever read the Fourth Amendment? Do you know what the Fourth Amendment says?
Do tell.
Unreasonable searches and seizures and all that other stuff. Yeah. Look.
The basis of what freedom is all about. Don't you get that?
I already have to show my ID.
To show a driver's license, not a biometric identification card.
You know what you're doing, Beth. You're cranking him up for his hour coming up.
Well,
you know what?
He cranked me up, so here we go. There you have it.
All right. Hey, Beth, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
Robbie, one more time with the Bob Chapman deal of the day here before we go down another rabbit hole.
The coin is called the Lucky French Angel. It's a 20-franc. 0.1867 ounces pure gold, minted between 1871 and 1898 in brilliant uncirculated condition, $265. If you order 20 or more, you will receive a free subscription to the International Forecaster, and that'll run you $5,300 delivered to your front door, no added charges. Plus, you'll also receive a free subscription to the International Forecaster for 1 year, and a fine ceramic mug, and all you got to do is call 1-800-691-7898.
And to take advantage of that Royal Berkey and the Travel Berkey special, we've knocked about, I don't know, how much off of this deal, 20-25%. And also, you get a free silver round with that. So call 800-724-2719. Renee, you got about a minute, dear.
Well, this is a plea for the people of Louisiana. This is not a time to speculate about conspiracy theories, because British Petroleum would love nothing more for this to be an act of war, because then they are responsible for nothing. The Louisiana people are hardworking people. They do a lot of the dirty, nasty jobs that a lot of people don't want to do. It's a hard living on that coastline, harvesting the seafood and working on those rigs. And they've had to deal with hurricanes, FEMA, toxic trailers. They try to rebuild.
Renee, we're out of time, dear.
Chinese drywall. So no conspiracy theories, please.
Thank you, Renee. Appreciate your call. Bob Chapman, we'll see you next Tuesday. Thank you for carving out 2 hours of your busy day for us today.
Well, thank you, and thank you, everyone, for listening.
And, Robbie, you're coming up on The Flip Side that airs Monday through Friday on this network, 6 to 7 p.m. Central. 800-691-7898. Bend his ear about that gold special. It's a good one.
With recent